broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Ben Crenshaw, we have such a big show for you today. Unfortunately, Oliver Olaquiano was caught up in the Kauai problem. I guess you can call it the Hawaiian Airlines internet debacle. The president and CEO of Island Pacific Golf Academy will not be on the air, in case you were checking social media to see who my guests were. David Ishii, Hawaii High School Athletic Association, or the HHSAA Championships, wrapped up yesterday at Wailua. And they couldn't fly home. So they're flying this morning, and we're going to reschedule. And by the way, the HHSAA, Hawaii High School Athletic Association Golf Championships, the 2023 David Ishii Golf Championships, played at Wailua Golf Course on Kauai. Waiakea took the Boys Golf Championship Trophy. Congratulations, Maui Prep, runner-up in the boys division. The individual champion, Dane Watanabe from Iolani. And Hawaii High School Athletic Association Golf Championships Girls Division. Kalani High School won their first ever Girls Golf Championship title. Way to go. Individual champion, Rea Nakao of Punahou, and Ava Tipata of Kahuku was second in that division. Both of them under par. Great job. Great event. Great tournament. Wailua was said to be in absolutely fantastic shape. So the show today, Michael Patrick Shields, host of the Michigan's Big Show. Christina Lance, director of communications, LPGA, because the Founders Cup is underway. Leif Channing Smith is director of golf at Dunes at Maui Lani. Some really exciting stuff coming up. Steve Pike, owner, editor, Spike on Golf and Travel. And that's spikeongolfandtravel.com. He'll be with us. And we're kicking off the show with Danny Rainbow, director of golf, Century World Golf Course, home of the 2023 U.S. Senior Open in June. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Streaming worldwide from sunny Hawaii, it's Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show, brought to you by these fine sponsors. MD Restoration, water, flood, broken pipe cleanup, 24/7 licensed and insured. Aloha Power's Megastore is open behind the Costco gas station in Iwile. Aloha Power Equipment, Iwile and Waipahu. We put power at your fingertips. SciPac Cybersecurity, an elite group of cyber specialists providing the deepest level of protection anywhere in Hawaii. Call 808-861-9595. And Aloha Section PGA. Teach your children to play golf. It's the gift that lasts forever. Now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Danny Rainbow, director of golf, Century World Golf Course, home of the 2023 USGA U.S. Senior Open. It's a world-class 18-hole golf course. I was on it. It's absolutely fabulous. There's a boutique hotel almost on that very quiet course in Stevens Point, central Wisconsin. It's a lush, tree-lined golf course. Golf Digest's first ever Best New Public Award in early 1984. And the 2017 became one of Golf Digest's 100 greatest public, entering as the highest ranking newcomer. So it's so exciting to have Danny on the show. Welcome into the clubhouse, Danny.
Good morning, Danielle. Great to speak with you again. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So you're getting ready for the 2023 USGA Senior Open. And how do you take a public golf course that I thought, you know, for a public golf course was pretty tough, but for the really great competitors, how do you change it and to make it tough for them?
Yeah, great question. So the USGA, who's, you know, hosting this championship, obviously, or conducting the championship with us as the host site, has been doing this a long time. They know what they need to do to dial in the course to challenge some of these best players in the world. So we're fortunate to have a lot of guidance from them. We actually went through a renovation of the golf course a couple of years ago to to modify some of the widths of some of the fairways, especially in the landing zones where these best players are going to be hitting it to, kind of tighten that up a little bit, make the fairways more challenging to hit. We modified a couple of the green complexes. We added some additional length. So it's a combination of finding the right length to play from, finding the right sort of zones, drive zone widths, and then really preparing the golf course in a way that's going to challenge these players. And the idea is to reward a player who can control their golf ball and keep in the fairway and on the green, and really challenge and punish the player who misses the fairway, misses the green. So part of that is growing the rough up quite a bit higher than we would normally have it. Making it so that if you do miss the fairway, you're going to have a really hard time, you know, controlling the shot that comes out of that rough.
Right on. You know, and some of your greens that, mm-hmm. How many turtlebacks do you have? I mean, one of them just stands out as a little mountain that you have to get your ball up onto and pray that it doesn't roll off.
Right. Yeah. There are a few really interesting green complexes with, you know, multiple bowls or ridges in them. One in particular might be the one you're thinking of, is the 11th yes. green that kind of has a higher ridge running through it from the front left corner to the back right, is like this elevated area, kind of a plateau. And then like the front right corner really drops off, the back left corner really drops off. And it's that hole in particular is a very short par four, almost they could play it as drivable if they want to. But the green is an incredible protection for that hole. It's a perfect green for a short par four, because it really makes you think about your second shot, whether that's a wedge from 100 yards out in the fairway or whether it's a chip shot. It's challenging to get the ball on the right level, the same level that the hole location is at.
And how many hole locations do you have for that particular green?
Yeah. In one like that in particular, there is a front right location kind of down in the lower quadrant. There's a back left location down in that lower quadrant. And then there's probably, you know, three or four places across that ridge, that plateau that runs from front left to back right, that you could put the whole location. So plenty of choices. And I know that's a huge part of, you know, when you ask about how do you set the course up to, you know, to play in a championship like this, a big part of it is hole locations as well. The USGA is actually, coming out well in advance of the championship and really getting to know the greens, scouting where they're going to want to put the hole locations on each green on a day-to-day basis to make them fair, but also, you know, challenging for the players, make it so that if you want to make a birdie, you've really got to control your shot, hit it to the right place on the green to have a chance.
Beautiful. Absolutely. So, you know, for Century World Golf Course to win Golf Digest's first ever Best New Public Award in 1984, that's when Robert Trent Jones Jr. finished it, and mm-hmm. it was on the market, so to speak, when people could actually go and play. And then in 2017, to become one of Golf Digest's 100 greatest public entering right. as the highest ranking newcomer, that speaks volumes. And sometimes, you know, because it's not in some of the Wisconsin destinations that people think about, mm-hmm. I think Century World Golf Course is kind of undervalued by the general public. Mm-hmm. But did you actually close the course 3 months in advance of having this tournament?
Yes, actually, we closed the golf course at the end of September last year, which is toward the end of our normal season. In a normal year, we might be able to play some golf here into October a little bit, and then we would close for the winter. And normally, right around now is when we might be opening the golf course for the season. Some golf courses in Wisconsin open more in even late March, early April. We like to wait until our course is really in pristine condition to open it. We're just kind of starting to get to that point right now. So this would be mid-May, kind of mid to late May, a normal opening time for us. However, we've elected to keep the golf course shut down all the way until post-championship. So we won't open to the public until 4th of July this year, actually. So quite an incredible commitment by our company. We couldn't do that without the amazing support of Century Insurance. Not sure if everyone listening is aware, but Century Insurance was the sponsor of the title sponsor of the Century Tournament of Champions there on Maui. Is this is their home golf course. This is where Century's home office is located, across the street from the golf course, and so it's the company obviously has a fantastic commitment to the game of golf. In sponsoring that Tournament of Champions, in being a partner of the USGA in hosting USGA championships. So we couldn't be more thrilled to have that ability. And looking back to what you mentioned about being, the best new public course back in the early 80s. That was, coming up on 40 years ago, and Century World actually opened in 1982. And here we are 40 years later, still at, as a premier golf course, and even probably better now than it's ever been. There's really been a renewed commitment over the last 10 years or so to, this golf course was renovated a couple of times in those last 10 years. Robert Trent Jones Jr. and his team have come back and continued refining the golf course, making it the best we can possibly make it.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful walk. It's a lot of water, mm-hmm. Challenging. So not just the green complexes, but the water along is mm-hmm. something to, to attract a golf ball.
Sure is. Seems to have magnets in it somehow. It always, yeah.
I don't know what it is about the human body and the eye, but go for the water. No. Yes, and now the flower hole. The flower mm-hmm. hole. It's a funny story. And if I remember correctly, hearing that when Robert Trent Jones Jr. and I have to ask him to be back on the show again since it's coming mm-hmm. up. He was showing off to the owner, and he got to that the flower hole, par three, and he said, the owner said, "What's the big deal here?" Didn't really like it. So out bursts Robert Trent Jones Jr. Flowers. Flowers. There are snapdragons, marigolds, geraniums, and annuals thrown and grown. It's decorative, to put it mildly. There must be thousands of flowers on that hole.
Yes. There are about in the ballpark of 30,000 flowers planted on that hole on an annual basis. Being here in Wisconsin, with the cold winters that we have and the snow and the ice, it's quite a chore. Every year a crew goes out in a couple of weeks here, right after Memorial Day, late May, our crew will be out planting those 30,000 plants in the ground. It's kind of neat because the process of it, the growing of the flowers starts early in the year, January, or even sometimes as early as December or November of the prior year, the flowers start being grown in a greenhouse, and then they're transplanted out onto the golf course in late May. And they look stunning all year long, but if you come in July or August when the flowers are in peak bloom, it's just an amazing sea of flowers, and really never seen a golf hole anything like it. It's pretty fun.
It is. It absolutely is. It's like being in, Holland.
Right. Yeah.
Yes. And by the way, I left petunias out. I don't want to leave the petunias mm-hmm. out. What happens when a ball goes in there?
So when a ball goes in there, the rule is, it's funny, there's a rule called the chairman's rule. And the original chairman of the golf course, or of Century Insurance, when the golf course was built, his name was John Jonas. And he instituted a rule when the golf course opened, because people asked him then. He said, what if people hit the ball in the flowers? What happens? What's the ruling? He says, here's how we're going to play the flowers. We'll give you a free drop outside the flowers. And even back at that time, he had an attendant stationed at that hole with a stock of golf balls. And anytime somebody hit a ball into the flowers, the attendant would give that player a brand new golf ball and say, please don't go into the flowers to retrieve your ball. Just drop it at the closest point where there's grass and play from there with no penalty. So it's played kind of like a ground under repair. But his chairman's rule was that if anybody did happen to venture into the flowers to search for their ball or heaven forbid, play their ball, That would be the last time that they played the golf course here at Century World.
That's the chairman's rule.
Yep.
There are consequences.
Yeah, right.
Well, I was also lucky to stay at the inn at Century World, mm-hmm. which is very, very close, as I mentioned at the beginning. It's right along where I was staying, was right along the golf course. One of the most peaceful places I've been. And it just felt so good. But it was also very exotic in the mornings, in the early mornings. There was not noise. It was lights. Mm-hmm. And then it was right. like this ballet of the early morning course prep. When all how many guys do you have getting that course ready in the morning? It's beautiful.
Yeah, we can have, at our peak times of year, we can have as many as 30 to 40 crew members out there on a morning prepping the golf course. So that speaks to the commitment to the, you know, impeccable maintenance and no blade of grass out of place. And yes, there is something, you know, if you're a golfer, there's something very soothing and satisfying about stepping out onto your balcony and just kind of hearing the low hum of a few of the mowers and seeing the crew driving around on the, you know, the flatbed carts and
yes.
meticulously maintaining everything from the bunkers to the tees, the fairways. You smell that fresh cut grass in the morning. It's just, an amazing feeling, and just be there out there overlooking this spectacular world-class golf course from the comforts of the inn. It's a brand new hotel that opened just over a year ago, and we couldn't be more proud of, you know, of the product that it is, and, you know, just the elevated service and comforts and amenities that are offered there. It's a special place.
It truly is. It truly is. I recommend it to anyone, and I love Stephen's point. All the it's just such a wonderful little town. You just feel like you're you're in a place that has continuity, and that makes makes it feel very good. Now, somebody said, in fact, I'll tell you who said, I have to ask you this question. His name is Steve Pike, and he said, now you've got to ask Danielle, you have to ask about the halfway house.
Yes. So our and what used to be one halfway house that we used to call our turn shack, was bulldozed last year, actually, and two of these houses were built, and we call them refreshment stations. And so there's one that's located at the first tee in the 10th tee, and then a second identical refreshment station is located out at the third hole. It's along the third tee and also the 13th fairway. So these refreshment stations are encountered four times during your round of golf. You see them on the first and third holes, the 10th and the 13th holes. And let me tell you that these are not your average golf course halfway house or turn buildings. They're big. They're beautiful. They've got a gorgeous wraparound porch that somebody can sit out on. You walk inside of these things, and there is just an abundance of snack options, grab-and-go sandwiches. There's a chef on site in each station making hot, freshly prepared food for you, a variety of elevated items there. There's a bartender serving up any drink you'd want. There's grab-and-go alcoholic or non-alcoholic beverages, whatever your preference is. And probably the most fun thing about it is it's all included in your round. So
wow.
At Century World, you check in, you know, you pay your golf fee to play, you put your wallet away, and everything from every piece of food, beverage that you want from these stations is taken care of. The tip for the staff is already, you know, taken care of. So you just really put your wallet away, go out and have a great day on the golf course. And to allow you to enjoy those stations to the maximum potential, we only send out a foursome every 20 minutes. Whereas, you know, if you're a golfer, you know, you'll typically see probably anywhere from an 8 to 10 minute tee time interval at most courses. One foursome every 20 minutes is sent out here. So you encounter one of these stations. If you decide you want to have the chef make you some food and just sit down and enjoy a soda or a beer or two for 30 minutes, 45 minutes, you can do that. And you'll be able to work your way back in without a problem because, you know, there's only, you know, probably half the groups playing that there are on most golf courses. So it kind of, we get the comment a lot. People, they say, I feel like I had the course to myself out there. I mean, I never ran into anybody else. No one ever came up behind me. It was, you know, it's like I'm on my own out there.
Yeah, it's spectacular. And folks, this is a public golf course. So, yes. You know, keep that in mind. And it's absolutely unbelievable. It's wonderful. And I know exactly what Danny Rainbow, the director of golf, PGA, would be eating from the halfway house, either a candy bar or an ice cream.
Yeah. You learned that about me when you were here, didn't you? I love my sweet treats. Yep. I'm that person who has to have, anytime I have a meal, I have to have dessert afterwards.
Yeah, I understand. Yep. Yes. Danny Rainbow, Director of Golf, Century World Golf Course, home of the 2023 USGA U.S. Senior Open. Thanks so much for stopping into the clubhouse. It's a pleasure talking with you again.
Absolutely. My pleasure. Thanks again for having me.
Absolutely. Have a great day. You too. Aloha.
Okay.
We're actually going to come back with, the guy who suggested that I ask about the halfway house. Aren't you glad you heard about it? That's Steve Pike, and he'll be on with us next. I just wanted to mention, too, the NCAA Division III Women's Golf Committee said the pin placement was unplayable, and half of the field wasn't finished when the final round was canceled. Just like that. This was the final event of the year. The whole location was unplayable. It was the par 4, 6th hole, too severe. And you know, I would call it evil, because if you watch the video of these ladies, these girls coming up to the hole, and then just right inches before, it wouldn't stop. It would roll right back down to them, one after another. It was like 5% slope on the right side of the green. It's such a shame, too, because this was their final tournament. A senior could have been playing. Steve Pike's coming up next. Owner, editor, Spike on golfandtravel.com. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
The Aloha Power Equipment Superstore is next to the Costco gas station in Eveleigh. Riding mowers, robotic mowers, weed whackers, blowers, chainsaws, and generators. We got it all. Specials throughout the store. We stock parts and accessories for everything we sell. Honda, Maruyama, Steel, Echo, Billy Goat, and a lounge for while you wait repairs. Our Waipahu store is still open. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment Superstore. Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home with need a gift for that special someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay golf gift certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a 9. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season. No high
five for me? I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
You know what we've got? For Mother's Day tomorrow, you can win 2 rounds of golf at Poipu Bay. That's right. And in fact, today at Poipu Bay, the ladies are going out. That's right. They're on the golf course right now. The Hula Girls of Waimea. And may you all hit the sweet spot every time if you'd like to play. There's an 11:30, a 1:10, a 2 o'clock, but it's really crowded because... Everyone's getting their golf in before Mother's Day. So all you got to be is the ninth caller, 808-545-1111.
Teed up the ball, feet grounded, taking a deep breath, rip it and rip it. Did I? Oh, man. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
Steve Pike, owner, editor, Spike on Golf and Travel website. SpikeOnGolfAndTravel.com. Welcome into the clubhouse, Steve.
Hello, Danielle. Nice to be with you again.
Absolutely good to have you. Thank you so much for being here. And, wow, you know, first I want to start with the new Jack Nicklaus Justin Thomas design. I didn't know that Justin Thomas and Jack Nicklaus were working together on a golf course, and it's opening later this year.
Well, they're basically neighbors in North Palm Beach County around Jupiter and North Palm Beach, where Jack has lived for well over 50 years now. And this course called Panther National, it's on 400 acres, something like that, which is on the last piece of developable land in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida. So it's a spectacular course, and Jack and Justin have been out there a lot with the director of golf, Tom Dyer, and his team to make this really a course that anybody, well, it's going to be a private course, but any of the members of any skill level can play anywhere from probably around 5,000 yards all the way up to 8,000 yards.
Great. And that's the kind of golf course that needs to be built all the time, giving everybody the opportunity to play, you know, a competitive round, but something that, you know, it's reasonable. I can do this, maybe.
Yes, and it's going to have seven sets of tees on each hole, which means that sometimes if Tom decides he wants to do it, he has the ability because of where the tee boxes are at and how the greens are configured and that sort of thing. He can make a par four hole, a par five hole, or he can make a par five, a par four. There's a lot of flexibility that Jack and Nicklaus design team and Justin Thomas have built into that golf course. And I don't remember exactly what hole it is, but there's a par three on the championship course because it also has a par three course. But there's a par three on the championship course that I think is something like 80 yards deep or something like that. It's the largest green that Jack has ever built.
Whole locations.
Yes, well, exactly.
Now, you know, you got to wonder, Justin Thomas is one of the top players in the world. How does he find the time to go from this golf course to that golf course, athletically stay up to speed and, you know, being able to continue to practice and all the things that goes and travel and then still be on the golf course with Jack Nicklaus honing in all the details?
Well, it's good to be young.
Ah, yes,
and,
that thing.
And it's good to have a good team behind you. And it's also good that because of the PGA Tour rules, which is, you know, down another rabbit hole, which we won't go today, you only have to play 15 official events a year. So in theory, he doesn't have to play all that much.
There you go. Plus, he's probably got a jet standing by, right? So
Yeah. That helps a little bit, too. But like I said, he and Jack live pretty close to each other up in North Palm Beach County, like a lot of tour players do. So it's not that difficult a commute.
When you say it's the last land that's developable, what is on, you know, on the outside of it? Is there a park there or some conservation land?
There's thousands of acres on one side of Panther National it's either a wildlife preserve or just a specific preserve that nothing will be built on. And then on another side or two, there's other housing developments around it.
Wow. Okay.
So there's other things around it, but this particular plot of land was the only one left when the owners bought it a few years ago.
Wow. That's something. That's And what's the topography of the golf course? And
Well, it used to be a cattle ranch, which means, like most things in Palm Beach County, it was flat. It's no longer flat. It's got quite a bit of elevation changes on each side of it. So you're going to have to be able to, at some holes, fly the ball. You're going to end up, let me start over again. You're going to be able to tee off up high and go down into some valleys and come back up to the green complexes.
Wow.
And when you're down in those valleys, like we were riding around the other day, down in those valleys where you're going to, where your ball hopefully will land, you're going to feel like you're the only person out there. It's that striking.
Wow. Yeah, and so isn't it wonderful that we can create mountains and valleys and do all this stuff?
Yes. Yeah. And in Florida, it's, I don't say it's easy to do, but when you dig out lakes and move 2.5 million cubic feet of land, that's what happens.
Wow. That's, yeah. Okay. That's an undertaking. How long did this take?
Well, actually not that long, but it doesn't take that long to really do golf courses in Florida because you don't have a whole lot of weather to consider. From start to finish, I want to say less than 2 years.
Wow, that's incredible. Wow, that is that is really something. And there, so this fabulous golf course is very private. And then Pinehurst is opening a new golf course, you say. The Pinehurst 10th?
Yes, it's, they don't call it Pinehurst number 10. They call it the 10th course at Pinehurst.
Ah, yes.
It is on the land that formerly was the Pitt Golf Course, which is just a few miles outside of the village of Pinehurst and away from the resort. It's an old Dan Maples course that closed, I think, in 2010 due to bankruptcy, and the resort bought it in 2011. And has basically been sitting on it ever since. And they had, the resort had bought land next to it a few years earlier. So when the Pitt became available about 2011, when they bought that, there was, they combined those two, and now there's about 900 acres extra land that the resort owns. And it's not very well known, although it's not a secret, that in 2012, when Bill Corr and Ben Crenshaw were renovating or renovating number two at Pinehurst, they went over to see this land that the Pitt was on and that other land that the resort owned, and they routed a golf course as well. So there's plenty of room for each course. So there's a 10th course coming. And there's an 11th course that is somewhere on the drawing board.
So, okay, so is the 10th course Corr and Crenshaw? Would you call it
the 10th course is a Tom Doak course that is being shaped by a lady named Angela Mosier, who is one of Tom Doak's top crew people. And she's there almost every day. You know, working the dozers and making sure that everything is right. When I was talking last week with Tom Pashley, who is the president of Pinehurst Resort, we were talking about why he chose Doak. And basically, it's because they wanted more of a variety in the golf courses at the resort. Obviously, Donald Ross is number two. And that's the masterpiece of masterpieces. Mm-hmm. And then you have the Gilhands redesign of number four. You have Tom Fazio on number eight, Nicholas on number nine. So you just basically, and Corr and Crenshaw renovated number two. So in order to get a little bit more of an architect's variety, they went with Tom Doak on this one. And they were fortunate enough to get Doak at a time when he could, it sounds weird, but he could squeeze in Pinehurst.
He could squeeze.
Which sort of tells you about how busy Tom Doak is.
Yes, a really nice guy, too. I've had the pleasure of talking with him. He's a very nice, you know, I haven't met an architect who wasn't nice. I don't know if I'm lucky, but it just seems like that comes with the whole thing, you know, that they're right. I mean, they're in the middle of land. I mean, what's to irritate you? You know, you're in the middle of nature and having this, right? It's wonderful.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
And I think the interesting thing too now for people who visit Pinehurst is it's more than just because of the cradle, the par three course, and because of what it's done with something like the, it opened up a few years ago, the Pinehurst Brewing Company, which is used to be an old steam plant, and some of the other things that that are planned at the resort and really beyond, but at the resort specifically now, it's moved beyond just being sort of a living history museum of golf to one that you can, that a lot of generations can come to over and over and over again. It's not just a one-off because there's so much to do there now that didn't exist 10 years ago that exists there now, as well as other golf courses like Mid Pines, which was owned by my late friend Peggy Kirk Bell, which is almost as good. It's another Donald Ross course where they've had women's open championships, which is almost as good as number two. Wow. And then you have the Dormy Club right outside of Pinehurst. You have Tallamore, Mid-South, Southern Pines, which is Ross's first course, which I think is harder than number two and Pine Needles. So there's a lot of things to do. And in the village of Pinehurst, you know, my late friend Bob Drum's son owns a pub there called Drum and Quill. And there's just a lot of variety of things to do in Pinehurst, you know, other than just play golf. And there's going to be more to do when the USGA comes in, as it's doing right now, and building a second headquarters, and the World Golf Hall of Fame will be back there. So it's transitioning. It's still sort of a living history of golf in the United States, in the home of American golf, but it's transitioning into so much more.
Steve Pike is owner and editor of Spike on Golf and Travel.com. And, you know, I think you have the perfect job. You go from one golf destination to the next golf destination. You take in a place where the golf destination's being created. You go to another. I think that's, do you have a home?
I have a home. It's in Fort Lauderdale, and I have a very good support team around me, which allows me to sort of run amok sometimes.
Steve Pike, thank you so much for joining us in the clubhouse.
Thank you, Danielle.
Aloha. We're going to come back. Leif Channing Smith, Director of Golf, Dunes at Maui Lani.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
You can buy new equipment and practice your swing, but peace of mind is the best way to improve your game. Our mission at SIPAC is to safeguard organizations from cyber attacks and business disruption. We are an elite group of cybersecurity specialists providing the deepest level of cyber protection anywhere in Hawaii. As local residents with businesses and families, we are fully invested in protecting Hawaii's livelihoods and assets with the serenity that comes from having SIPAC watching your network and infrastructure so you can completely focus on your next swing. Call 808-861-9595 or on the web at SIPAC.com. That's CYPA.com. MD Restoration, 24/7 Emergency and Disaster Restoration Service. COVID compliant. Fire damage repair. Mold remediation. Asbestos abatement. Call 528-3434. And now, get MD cleaned.
Breaking news.
If you've ever wondered how to improve your home's looks at a reasonable price, a beautiful new Rainer garage door may be perfect for you. By investing in a Rainer door, you will have a strong, quiet door to enjoy now and increase your home's value should you sell. Now is the best time to order your new Rainer door with the gorgeous looks you've been seeing on other homes. Improve your home. Call 676-3667 or visit HawaiiDoor.com. That's HawaiiDoor.com.
Hey, congratulations, Derek of Honolulu. You won two rounds of golf at Poipu Bay, our Mother's Day. Yes, it's going to be fabulous, and that'll be on the way to you soon. That's Poipu Bay Golf Course on beautiful Kauai South Shore.
Got to make this 30-foot putt. Checking the break, three fingers, quieting the mind. Where's my putter?
I'm holding it. Let's go back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Leif Channing Smith. He's the director of golf at Dunes at Maui Lani. Oh, wait a minute. He says in your mind, or you say in your mind, ladies and gentlemen, director of golf. He was director of golf and general manager at El Air and at Maui Nui. Wait a second. Same guy. New golf course. So much happening at the Dunes at Maui Lani, one of my favorite golf courses, because it's so different. It's a links style. It's built in a sandy sort of soil, and it was done by Robin Nelson, if memory serves me. Unfortunately, he's not with us anymore. And then Leif went away, and then he came back, and now he's director of golf at the Dunes at Maui Lani in Kahului. It's beautiful. And welcome into the golf club. I'm so glad to have you, Leif.
Hey, thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Glad to be back in Paradise and back in Hawaii after a couple of years. I went away, did a little work with Troon, which is a great company. Worked with them down in New Orleans at English Turn and also in North Georgia in the foothills of the Appalachians up in Rome, Georgia. It was a little golf club called Stonebridge. Two beautiful tracks and very fortunate to be called home back to Hawaii and to the Dunes at Maui Lani, which is a fantastic golf course and in a great location.
It is a great location. You know, the Appalachian Mountains, that always, there's something romantic about it. Is it as beautiful to look at?
Oh, man, it is. It's a stunning place. That was my second time to live up in the Appalachians. I'd lived in North Carolina twice before. And I was living on Lake Lanier, which is the largest lake. It's about 115 miles around. It's in North Georgia, outside Buford, just north of Atlanta. So it's, foothills, mountains and lakes and wonderful weather. And but they do, it stays cold there about, 5 months a year. So it starts getting cold in November, and they don't get back to playing a lot of golf until, early March. So it's a little bit different atmosphere for the golfer over there. So it was a beautiful place to be and a lot of fun. I met a lot of great people. And like I said, I work for Troon, which is, a staple in the industry.
Absolutely.
A lot of great people I was able to meet and work and network with. So I learned a lot in those couple of years out there. But, Hawaii is my home now, and so happy to be back here.
I'm so glad. Now, I have to ask you, we've got the U.S. Open qualifier that was held mm-hmm. April 29.
Unbelievable, yeah.
How many people were trying to get their U.S. Open?
So this year we had 43 players.
Wow.
I think last year we had 22. The year before was like 25. So we had 43. We had some winners from the Asian Tour here. We had several people from Texas around the Houston and Dallas area. We had a few from Florida, from the Sunshine State Tour guys. We had a couple from Las Vegas, some from California. We had a lot of our local boys, because Christian Momura, Andre Bedard, a lot of guys from the island, a lot of high school kids that were in it, which one qualified, and one of the alternates is also one's a sophomore in high school from Seabury. And then we had the guy that finished second place, Anson Cabello, was a plus two. I believe he's at King K, and he's had a heck of a year golf course. And I think they're playing in Wailua today for their final round over at the MI or the high school championships.
I think they wrapped up yesterday. Yeah, Hawaii High School Athletic Association Golf Championships, the 2023 David Ishii Golf Championships,
mm-hmm.
played at Wailua. Waiakea took the boys' golf championship trophy, yeah. And Maui Prep, runner-up in the boys' division. The individual champion was Dane Watanabe from Iolani. And the Hawaii High School Athletic Association Golf Championships girls' division. See, I'm having a hard time saying HHSAA this morning.
Yeah,
so I'm just going to say it out. Kalani High School won their first ever girls' golf championship title. Oh, isn't that cool?
Wonderful.
Yeah.
That is wonderful.
Yeah, yeah, and the individual champion, Rea Nakau of Punahou. So very cool. Just a wonderful tournament and a wonderful event. And, you know, a lot of folks stuck on Kauai or wherever they happened to be when Hawaiian Airlines had that meltdown.
Internet
meltdown. Some folks, in fact, Oliver Olaquiano was going to be on the show today, but he, you know, was going to be in he was going to be flying. So there was, oh, well, we'll have to reschedule. And that's perfect.
Yeah.
So you also...
The U.S. Open qualifier, we had the qualifier. Let me just finish up on that. So Brian Calipoli, who's our superintendent, he's been here since they opened the property. Him and his staff just did an unbelievable job. I mean, we had people saying that the course was in the best shape it's been in 30 years. We were able to, our ownership's been unbelievable. All of our traps are in immaculate shape. Our greens are rolling 9.5, 10. Tee boxes were immaculate. Driving range has been perfect. I mean, I've been very fortunate to have great ownership and then a maintenance team that just is lights out there. And they've done a great job. But Eric Dugas ended up being the guy who walked away with the number one spot. You know, he used to be at McKenna, but he's playing a lot on the Latin American tour now. He finished at +1. And when he came off the course, he was one of the first guys out. He came off the course. He didn't think he was going to qualify at +1. And he stuck around and he just said, man, I was trying to keep it in play. Especially on the holes 4, 10, 11, and 12, just trying to, you know, keep it in play, try to get away with par, and that's what he did because we had perfect conditions. There was absolutely no wind. It was overcast. The course is in great shape, but, man, it ate a lot of really, really good golfers up that day.
What is it about the dunes at Maui Lani? Is it the fact that everybody expects, an earth course because it's here on in the islands, or... Is it the sandiness of it? It's a more dunes course, and people don't recognize that, I think.
Yeah, well, it's pretty tight. I mean, if you've played here before, you understand you need to score on 1, 2, and 3 because when you get to 4, it's a pretty lengthy par 5 that you got to hit. Like the guys who scored low understand or play this course. Like, it's a par 5, 500 yards, and you're hitting a 6-iron off the tee. Because you got to keep it in play on the tee. The tee shot comes through a little valley. So if you can pound it out there 280 plus and flat, you can get to the openness. But if you can't get it that far, you're hitting into this little valley. And the out of bounds is, I mean, it's a 25 to 30 yard landing spot. And if you don't hit it right in the center, you're out of bounds. I mean, a lot of really good players put up a 10 on that hole.
Wow.
On April 29th. Yeah, there's a lot of 10s and higher there, yeah. Because people are trying to hit the driver, and then if you just tug it or you fade it just a hair, it's OB, and then you're hitting another tee shot. So, yeah, so 4, and then, you know, 10 is a pretty tough one. 9 has always been a tough, that's an uphill par 5 with the fairway bunkers. It's a very challenging, I would venture to say it's the fairest test of golf on Maui. And when the conditions are as good as our superintendents had them, it's a championship golf course all the way around.
Right on. And that's where the 71st Maui Open Championship is going to be played, September 1st through the 3rd. Wow, this is so cool. Maui Open.
Isn't that cool?
Yes.
Yeah. 1952, Willie Gu in 1952, first champion. So we're going into the 71st year. Had a lot of amazing champions in the past, like Tad Fujikawa. Dick McLean won it 5 times. We're lucky enough that he's actually going to fly back from the mainland. He's going to come. We're doing a champions dinner for the first time on Friday night. So we got like 3-time winner Alex Chiarella, who's playing on the Korn Ferry Tour.
Yeah.
He just qualified for the Valspar about a month and a half ago. I don't know if you knew that. So he's a local Maui boy who's won the Maui Open 3 times, and he's right there borderline getting his PGA Tour status. So lucky to have him, going to be coming back, and a couple other Korn Ferry guys. And we couldn't do this without Maui Toyota. You know, they're going into multiple years here as being a title sponsor. having Maui Toyota involved. And then this year we've got another big sponsor with Guaranteed Rate with Brady Spangler. Just so lucky to have those guys as partners to help us grow. We're growing the purse this year, so I'm not going to disclose what it's going to be, but it's going to be the largest purse in Maui Open history. So
wow.
I'm pretty excited about that.
That is wonderful. The 71st Maui Open Championship, September 1 through the 3rd, 2023, of course. Now, are there spots open? Have you already filled up?
It hasn't been. Nope, we haven't been filled up. We're getting registrations every single day. We just got Minsu Bark from over at Pearl Country Club. He just registered this morning. We're getting a lot of island pros. I mean, it's open to amateurs, and it's but you got to make sure your handicap is eligible so that you can play. So in the senior flight, who plays the green tees, you got to have a handicap index of 6.2 or lower. And the super senior flight, which is a 60 plus, it's got to be a 6.2 or lower. And then if you're going to be like in the regular amateur flight, it plays from the white tees, you can have a handicap index of 15.4 or lower. And those are kind of the credentials to get in. And for us professionals, so we got in the championship flight, who plays from the black tees, you have to have an approved handicap of 6.2 or lower. So that's that's kind of what it is. So it's 6.2 for your championship, senior, and super senior flights. And then from your A flight, it can be 15.4 or lower. And it may end up getting tighter because there's a lot of demand. There's a lot of people coming from all over. We do have several of those Sunshine State Tour guys coming back because there are some Maui guys and some Hawaii guys that are playing on tours all over the world right now in Asia, Florida, South America, California. Got guys playing all over. So they're looking forward to coming back. That's why we moved the date to Labor Day weekend, so we could give a lot of our guys that love playing the Maui Open the opportunity with a 3-day, 4-day weekend to fly back in, maybe get a practice round, go to the championship dinner, and then, get the rounds of golf in. So so it gives them an extra day to fly back on Monday and get a little travel in for them. And we also moved it because there was some conflicts on August 5th and 6th is when they had historically had it. But the Army Invitational's that weekend. There were some Corn Ferry events also that weekend. So we just thought having that 3-day weekend, even though there might be a lot of travel out here, I think it's going to be better for the Maui Open moving forward, being able to attract some more of the pro guys to come in to play this event.
Well, let's talk again before it, like in June.
Oh.
That would be great.
Yeah.
Leif Channing-Smith, Director of Golf at Dunes at Maui Lani. Real nice meeting you for the first time, and we'll have to make it a regular an event.
Yeah, absolutely. Call me anytime.
Cool.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, and aloha. We're going to come back and cover, the LPGA Founders Cup after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
I'm Paul Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghouse, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
The Aloha Power Equipment Superstore is next to the Costco gas station in Iwilei. Riding mowers, robotic mowers, weed whackers, blowers, chainsaws, and generators. We got it all. Specials throughout the store. We stock parts and accessories for everything we sell. Honda, Maruyama, Steel, Echo, Billy Goat, and a lounge for while you wait repairs. Our Waipahu store is still open. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment Superstore.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home with Need a Gift for That Special Someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay Golf Gift Certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Christina Lance, Director of Communications, LPGA. So good to have you back in the clubhouse with us. Welcome.
Hi, Danielle. It's good to be back. A little different view from the last time I was with you, sitting in New Jersey this time, but happy to be here.
Yes, and it's for the Founders Cup. For folks who may not know what that, you know, is all about, the Cognizant Founders Cup, what are we celebrating?
We're celebrating our 13 original founders, 13 brave women who back in 1950 banded together and decided to build a tour where women could be the best at their game, be the best at the game of golf, and compete as athletes. They built this tour from the ground up, acting as their own rules officials and their own, they did operations, they did marketing, they did course layout, they did everything. They traveled from event to event with scorecards and clubs in the trunks of their cars and really built the tour. So we're celebrating those 13 women, group of women like Babe Zaharias and Shirley Sport and Alice Bauer and Marlene Bauer Hagee and all the women who came together and created this tour that we have now. This is our celebration of the past, our celebration of the present with these great female athletes, and then our celebration of the future with our work with the LPGA Foundation and LPGA USGA Girls Golf. It's really just a celebration of all the wonderful things that the women's game has to offer.
Absolutely. And Marilyn Smith used to go to baseball games wherever the tour was going to be playing, competing. And she would be in the infield and she'd show off her shots.
That sounds very much like Marilyn. Marilyn known for her string of pearls. So actually, we have a lot of young girls and a lot of people running around with strands of fake pearls on today. They would do clinics everywhere they went. They would put up flyers in town. It was truly a traveling circus, but in all the best ways. They were publicizing themselves and really. We're the longest running professional women's sports organization, and we have it all to thank for those 13 women. This was an event that started, this is the 10th or 11th playing. I'm sorry, I'm drawing a blank at the exact moment. But for more than a decade, we've been celebrating this dates back to our previous commissioner, Mike Wan, and his statement of act like a founder. This is what we do. This is why we do it. And we're here all week celebrating it. We've got a great title partner in Cognizant that sees the value of what we're doing as an opportunity to elevate the women's game even more. And we're at Upper Montclair Country Club, one of the top courses in the Northeast, a great old Tillinghast layout that the players absolutely love. We've got a packed leaderboard, and this event really does seem to bring out the best in our players.
That's a Tillinghast?
Yes. It's a beautiful old layout. I can't give you the exact dates on it, but we're about 10, 15 miles due west of New York City. Beautiful area up here in northern New Jersey. Just a spectacular venue, a great membership. And we're really excited to be here.
And that's the Upper Montclair Country Club. So is it a private club and they've opened their doors?
Yes, it is. This is the second year we've been here at Upper Montclair. The first year coming out of COVID, we played down the road at Ridgewood. This is a beautiful venue. I'm sitting in their wine room right now with a beautiful array of some very nice, expensive looking wine bottles that I wish I could jump into. But there's a lot of history that they've lined the walls here with. Who's who on the men's side and the women's side have played here. Very, very high-end, very beautiful private club. And they have, as you said, opened their doors to us, and their membership has been fantastic. They're the base of our volunteer crew here. They've kindly given up their course to us for a week, and hopefully we're treating it with respect it deserves.
Oh, you are. I'm sure of that. And your leaderboard, like you said, is packed. Sarah Kemp, Jin Yong Ko, they're tied for the lead. They have not teed off yet. Aditi Ashok, Minji Lee, Hey Ronnie Ru, they're next and tied for third. And this is going to be very interesting. And so much has been so tight. The tournaments have been so competitive lately.
Really is. We've got just a wide breadth of competition and great players here on the LPGA Tour. And you look at that leaderboard and you've got a great cross-section. You've got Sarah Kemp, who's in her 16th season on tour, still looking for that first win, but has been coming close over the last few years. And then tied for first with her is Jin Yong Ko, who's won this event twice. She won in when it was Arizona in 2019, and then we took 2020 off for COVID. And then she won up here in New Jersey in 2021. She loves this event. She loved the Founders. You go to Aditi, who's been playing so well on the LEC, has a win, a second and a third place finish on the LEC. And the last time the LPGA Tour played a standard event 2 weeks ago at the JM Eagle LA Championship, she finished in a playoff, trying to become the first player from India to win on the LPGA Tour, tied with Minji Lee, who's our defending champion here, and was runner-up at the International Crown last week. And then Hey Ren Yu, one of our rookies, who really has been making her presence known early. Cheyenne Knight and Ryan O'Toole, two Americans trying to play their way onto the Solheim Cup team. And a little Hawaii out there, we've got Grace Kim, who won in the playoff there. She's currently T8. She's 2 under on her round so far, 5 under overall. This ends a long stretch of golf for us. We've had several events over the last few weeks, not to mention the team event in San Francisco last week. I think everybody's, including myself, ready for a break here, but not before we finish up. I just saw Sarah, Jin Young, Aditi all eating and dining. They look relaxed and ready to go.
Absolutely. It looks beautiful. I didn't realize it was a Tillinghast. Even Hawaii's Allison Korpuz has been on a roll. She keeps getting up there. And I'm just trying to check the leaderboard to see exactly where she is. It's great seeing Stacey Lewis, Jennifer Kupcho, Lizette Salas, and all of the winners from last weekend's International Crown, to see them all playing. It, as you said, it's been an incredible run. We waited so long, and then you really go on this marathon of playing. That must be exhausting in a way.
It really is. I was out with the crew at the International Crown last week in San Francisco. I was on an 11:45 p.m. Sunday night red eye here to New Jersey, and had 3 of the 4 members of the winning tie team with me. At least 2 of them were fast asleep in the waiting area for the airplane. But we're going on, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4. This is our 5th straight week of competition. We have next week off, and then we go into another stretch of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in a row, and then we take a week off, and then we go out again. It's a crazy life, but we all love it. And I'll give you an example of why we do it. On Monday of this week, I'm sure many of your listeners are familiar with the story of Jane Park, one of our longtime players whose infant daughter took ill in Dallas a couple years ago and now has a life of disabilities ahead of her. Jane and her husband Pete, who caddies here on tour, they were up here in New Jersey along with Grace, her first time on an airplane, for our Saving Grace Foundation fundraiser event on Monday night. And I was there. It helped me stay awake, but the entire Thailand team was there. The entire USA team was there. A bunch of players who'd made the flight in from Crown, a bunch of caddies. We were all together. And that's, in my mind, that really shows what the family, what the traveling family we are. And
yes,
we all take care of each other. And there were a lot of bleary eyes in that room, but there were a lot of, we wouldn't have been anywhere else. It's what we do. It's what we love.
Yes, absolutely. Fantastic. You know, I didn't remember when I saw you at Lotte that you were sports director and did play-by-play basketball in your... that's amazing.
That was a very, very long time ago. Yes, I was. I I went to a small private Christian college in West Tennessee, and one of the perks of going there is when you're a freshman and you show up on campus and you say you want to get into broadcasting or you want to get into PR, they say, okay, here's a job. So I was terrible. I'm guessing I probably made up most of what I was talking about. But it was a good building experience for me to learn how to speak off the cuff, how to do things like this and chat with you. And it was a good entrance into the game. But yes, I did spend 4 years as the color commentary voice of the Lions and Lady Lions on WSHU 91.5.
And she goes right into her radio voice.
That I do.
Do you mind if I ask you a question about this cancellation of the NCAA Division III?
I read about that. It seems like an unfortunate situation. Yeah. I mean, I can't really talk about the specifics. I don't know the specifics of it all. It really just looked overall like an unfortunate situation all around.
Yeah. It was, people were commenting on social media, and I got to look at the video, and these poor girls, you know, the ball would go right up almost to the hole, and then come right back down to their feet. And it wasn't just one player, it was one after another. And
it was said, one after another.
Yeah, and you know, somebody said some, you know, a terrible hole location. I said it would look more evil than it was. It's one of those moments when you just say, gosh, this game is really hard.
This game is hard, and it doesn't need to be made harder than it already is.
Yes, exactly. Oh, my goodness. Well, I thank you so much, and I hope I didn't throw you off. We're celebrating the founders, and Marilyn Smith was on my show many times. That's why she's so near and dear to me. And I was in Arizona for her tournament, and it was just a wonderful time, and talking about family. Everybody who could be there, who had worked with her, the 13 founders, they were there with her showing support. And the Cognizant Founders Cup is on, and be sure to watch it on Golf Channel. Thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse at such a last minute. Christina Lance, Director of Communications, LPGA, you're awesome.
Thanks so much, Danielle. Appreciate it. Hope to talk again soon.
I hope so. Aloha. We've got Michael Patrick Shields, host of Michigan's Big Show, starring Michael Patrick Shields, coming up. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
No high fives for me? What is
that? I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
You can buy new equipment and practice your swing, but peace of mind is the best way to improve your game. Our mission at SIPAC is to safeguard organizations from cyber attacks and business disruption. We are an elite group of cybersecurity specialists providing the deepest level of cyber protection anywhere in Hawaii. As local residents with businesses and families, we are fully invested in protecting Hawaii's livelihoods and assets with the serenity that comes from having SIPAC watching your network and infrastructure so you can completely focus on your next swing. Call 808-861-9595 or on the web at SIPAC.com. That's CYPA.com.
MD Restoration, 24/7 emergency and disaster restoration service. COVID compliant. Fire damage repair.
Mold remediation.
Asbestos abatement. Call 528-3434. And now,
get MD cleaned.
Breaking news. If you've ever wondered how to improve your home's looks at a reasonable price, a beautiful new Rainer garage door may be perfect for you. By investing in a Rainer door, you will have a strong, quiet door to enjoy now and increase your home's value should you sell. Now is the best time to order your new Rainer door with the gorgeous looks you've been seeing on other homes. Improve your home. Call 676-3667 or visit HawaiiDoor.com. That's HawaiiDoor.com.
Yeah, yeah. A mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Michael Patrick Shields, host of Michigan's Big Show, starring Michael Patrick Shields. Welcome into the clubhouse, Michael Patrick.
Mahalo and aloha from the literally on the Desert Princess Golf Course in the middle of Palm Springs, California.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, tell us, what are you doing there?
Well, I'm not playing golf. I'm at the pool looking over the fence at the golf course, which is sometimes just as desirable, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes, it's like watching all those people out there. Yes, I can vicariously hit that ball just like that. Right?
Yeah, it's a par three, so it's fun to watch. And it's almost 100 degrees here today, by the way, but it's a dry heat. So those of you enjoying the trade winds in Hawaii, if you want to come to the desert, this is what you're in for. Not a cloud in the sky either.
Hold here. You're at the pool in 100 degrees. Do you have like a whole lot of sunscreen stuff on you?
No, I'm crazy. I'm trying to be George Hamilton in my older age now that I've hit mid-50s. And so I try to live in eternal sunshine, a totally vain and also very stupid thing to do.
My goodness gracious. Excuse me just one moment, please. KORLYNI, Honolulu. It's for the FCC. You know, we need to talk every...
Good for both of us, isn't it?
Yes, it is, actually. I want you to live for a long time. You know, I want you to be healthy, and I don't want you to get skin cancer and all that stuff. And this is for all the golfers out there, anybody who's outside. Please put something on. Your skin is the only protection the rest of your body has. You want to keep it nice and healthy, okay?
Thank you very much. Please. And spent almost 25 years of talking to you on this program. That just, it never escapes my mind every time you invite me how sweet that is and how amazing that is, your longevity there.
Oh, yep. It is 25 years. My goodness. Where does the time go?
Yeah.
Listen, this is Michael Patrick Shields told me that on his show, Michigan's Big Show, he was talking about Hawaii. He was not just talking about Hawaii. He was talking about Hawaii politics. How did you get into talking about, what's going on with the tourism?
Well, in addition to the syndicated radio program, I'm a travel writer, and you can read all my stuff at goworldtravel.com or traveltattler.org or in the Gannett newspapers. Mm-hmm. So I'm interested in the industry. And let's take the state of Michigan, which has been pretty aggressive in its pure Michigan advertising. They spend about $38 million a year budgeted to promote that. And I read that the Hawaii tourism has decided to not fund any advertising at all to lure people to Hawaii, presumably because you don't really need to because everybody wants to come there anyway. But the article that I read said that they wanted to divert that money to managing the resources. And kind of like you said, protecting my skin, you've got a heavy tourism, so they want to protect what you've got there in terms of what the people come to see and the nature and the beauty and so forth. And so I was very curious to see how that shook out. And you, as somebody, who talks to people in the golf industry who depend on those tourists to come and pay big dollars to stay and play, how you felt about that?
As a matter of fact, the state economic impact in Hawaii golf, okay, this is National Golf Day, $2.5 billion, okay, so has an enormous impact. Let me go back a really long time ago when the state of Hawaii and the powers that were then decided that agriculture, we had sugar and pineapple and mm-hmm. That was our main industry, right? And the military, mm-hmm. and then there was, the tourism. So they switched it. They decided, no, we're making tourism the main thing, and military's always there. And then agriculture, we want to go with the visitor industry. So there was the Hawaii Visitors Bureau, which is it's a not-profit. It's not a state entity. They switched their name to Hawaii Tourism and Convention Bureau. It's like they wanted to bring all the conventions over. And in the state, there's the Hawaii Tourism Authority. And they want to change that, they being people who care about when guests come to Hawaii, that they should show a little bit more appreciation for our culture. So that they take care of things in addition to the flora and fauna. Maybe themselves, when they go hiking, they should become aware of their environment so they don't need to be plucked off of mountain peaks that you can't get off of. And to care about, historic, cultural things that are really important, to understand the people and their many different diverse backgrounds. And just have more of a sensitivity. So they want to change it to the Office of Destination Management. Office of Tourism and Destination Management. The thing about, they don't necessarily not want to give them money. It's on the House side, this sounds like the federal government. On the House side, they wanted to appropriate $60 million to fund this new office. The Senate said $50 million, not $60. And so everything kind of got whatever. Yeah.
Well, after the pandemic and Hawaii was buttoned up so tightly and you lost those years of visitors and tourism revenue, do you think that now, like a lot of the other popular destinations, is Hawaii overwhelmed with tourism?
We have a lot of tourism. And I think a lot of people got used to having more quietude. Not being overrun, not having so many people, because in addition to, of course, the beaches and all, they get into cars. And then when we talk about traffic, it's a small island. A lot of people need to get to work and school. And so it just adds a layer. But more importantly, it's I may be completely off my rocker, but I think it's more important that when the visitor comes here, they're thinking not just about, putting on their sunscreen, because, of course, that's what they do. Make sure it's the coral, won't hurt the coral kind of sunscreen. Because you kill off the coral, then we don't have protection from the wave action. All of these things and we're already looking at, maybe losing the beach at Hanauma because of the increase in which everybody's going to experience. The ocean levels rising and North Shore's having problems with homes toppling into the ocean. And, they built a little close to the edge there. Anyway, it's not that we don't want to fund or we don't want to. It's more like when you advertise to come to Hawaii, come to Hawaii and see our beauty, experience our culture, make it more so like when you're in Europe, when you go to Europe, you want to see the cultural aspect of this new country, right? At least I think so. You want to go to the churches, you want to go to what's left of the Notre Dame, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That's kind of like, it would be nice if people came here and didn't just want to throw their garbage around and wanted to appreciate the beauty.
Yeah, it's tricky because some people, they just go to their big resort, right? And they don't even leave campus, some of those. They just want to sit and chill and relax, and there are other people more engaged. Some people want to play 36 holes a day and, have a cheeseburger and that's it.
Right.
And you can't really legislate that. Nope. I don't know. It's a tricky thing. And when you talk about Europe, they are just besieged with tourism now after what happened in the pandemic. And you've got a place like Venice, Italy, that decided not to allow cruise ships in there anymore. And also they're talking about limiting the number of people in the summertime who can actually go into what's a series of islands, Venice, because if you get too many people in there, nobody has a good time and nobody's able to experience any of the culture because you're just crushed like you're walking through an overcrowded shopping mall.
Yes, all of that.
Yeah, tricky.
It is tricky, and that.
No, and then they've got the Ryder Cup. I don't, not too many people go to Italy to play golf at this stage, I wouldn't think. I think they're hoping that maybe the Ryder Cup will spur some of that. That's kind of interesting. And then this June, you've got the U.S. Open for the first time in, wow, it's the first time they've opened the gates of Los Angeles Country Club for a major event like that in a generation. So there'll be people curious to have a peek at that and have a look at that. And that's right smack in the middle of Beverly Hills come mid-June. So that'll be interesting.
And you'll
have
be
the
there.
Playboy Mansion.
And you'll be there. You'll be there. I'm so excited.
Ma'am.
You'll be there. And you'll be, you know, please be on my show and talk to me about all those mobs of people who are, you know, it feels like a shopping mall because there's so many people in the country club. No.
Yeah, it'll be fun to see.
Yes.
And so all of that's going on. And but so people dream of Hawaii as a lifetime destination. And I can understand why when they come there, they want to. It's just like Ireland. People go to Ireland and they insist on going to Dublin and they walk down Grafton Street and there's a Disney store on the left and an MAC makeup store on the right. And they're like, it's the George Carlin said the whole world's become a shopping mall.
Yes.
And sometimes he's right. So you go to Ireland to see the Ireland you've dreamed about. And that's why you get outside of the city and get into what I imagine people who want to have a really aloha experience is. They want to see waterfalls and volcanoes and the black sand beach and all the rest of it, too. But that's, as you mentioned, that's rental cars and traffic. And
Yes. It's all of that. And it's really expensive plucking people out of volcanoes. They're talking about actually charging people to be rescued. You know, if you don't actually take the time to find out whether you can go to these places safely, then maybe you should pay the $30,000 it costs to get you out of there. But you know, but I gotta talk to you about you being on with Jennifer Hudson. Wow, wait a second.
Yeah,
and
that was really fun.
And I have to read something. This I was going to talk about the article that Michael Patrick Shields wrote for the Lansing State Journal about professional women's golfers coming back to the Battle Creek Country Club to compete in the Epson Tour Firekeepers Casino Hotel Golf Championship. That, of course, is the road to the LPGA. But in this is what makes Michael Patrick Shields, who this is talking about Jennifer Hudson, the show. Yes. And he was on stage with Jennifer Hudson and she gave him a big hug and a big kiss on the cheek. And Michael was like dancing on stage. And it was like, I just saw pictures. I didn't actually get to see him dancing, but he wrote, in that environment, I was about to be pulled from the audience frying pan into the chandeliered fire for my little runway fashion strut. Now, so what was your runway's fashion strut? What was that?
They, you know, if you come to Hollywood, you can go in. You know, there's a writer's strike now, so you have to wait till that's over. But you can go into all of these shows for no cost, and you can watch the studio audience taping. Some of them are more engaging than others, where you might end up a part of the act. And she particularly is engaging with her audience. So I would recommend that show if you get a chance. It's right there on the Warner Brothers lot, too. So it's kind of fun to be there and go in. And on that particular day, I don't know what possessed me to dress in such a flamboyant fashion. That video is embedded in that story at GoWorldTravel.com.
Okay.
If you want to see. And they basically said, all right, she's been watching the audience, and you're one of the people we've selected to do a runway walk, because they asked people to dress their best when they come to the show, and they said, you obviously understood the assignment. So it was really funny because the producers are no nonsense, man. I'm sitting in my seat on the aisle in the audience, and they're about to start the show, and they come up and say, all right, she's selected you. And I said, okay. And the producer looked at me and said, don't let me down. Okay.
Now I'm scared.
Yeah. Like, all right. So I didn't know what to do. I just cranked up as much enthusiasm and adrenaline as I could. And when she called me down, it was like the old Price is Right. I came on down and gave her a hug and proposed to her. And we all had a laugh. And then she had me do a runway walk on stage.
I didn't have time to click, I guess. I didn't. Where can we find this video?
GoWorldTravel.com. The story is there about Jennifer Hudson. And just look under the Travel Tattler. I'm one of the bloggers on that page.
Okay.
You can go to my Facebook page, too, and it's there. Or you can even just go to YouTube and Google Michael Patrick Shields on the Jennifer Hudson Show. Yep.
Have you met her before?
I have been lucky enough to meet her four times. That was the fourth time. One was on a Disney cruise. One was in Chicago when she did a private concert for the opening of the new JW Marriott there. And two times I've been to her show in Burbank there. And by the way, this freelance acting thing, you know, she's sweet. And she came from gospel singing and so forth.
Uh-huh.
And about 3 weeks before that, I was freelance on a game show. And I said, okay, I'll show up for this. And they asked me to be a background actor for this game show. And it included, little did I know till I got there, adult film stars and influencers.
Okay.
Now, there was no nudity or anything, but they're very well known, and you would know them if you engage in such entertainment, I guess.
Uh-huh.
The other background actors were people like me, and they were kind of like put off that they were doing this. I said, you kidding? This is the greatest weekend of my life. It's hilarious. And Angela White, who's called the Meryl Streep of porn, was one of the people who was there. And,
wow.
And they were just doing silly stuff on this game show. There was no nudity or anything like that. But these influencers, like Fitness Nala and the rest of them, they show up in Hawaii from time to time because influencers know they need a beautiful background. And when the beautiful backgrounds collide with the influencers and people see all that,
yeah,
especially the young people who watch TikTok and the rest of it,
uh-huh,
hopefully that does translate into tourism for Hawaii, and hopefully it's respectful tourism as you suggested.
Yeah, that would be nice. That's the perfect solution. Michael Patrick Shields, when I talk with you, time flies because we have fun. How's that?
I want to dance with you and Jennifer Hudson.
Hey, we're
and Rick, for that matter.
Hey, let's bring them all in. Hey, Nani. Thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse with me. Let's do it again in June.
Talk to you from the U.S. Open.
Oh, thank you so much. And I want to thank the Aloha Power Equipment's new mega store next door to the Costco gas station on Alakava in Ivilei. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment. Was your power out, you know, and it just goes out and then you've got to wait like a day or two because they're working on things and it's just going to take, and you happen to be really close to the outage? Yeah, that happened this past week. You know what? You just need to get yourself a generator. Just go talk to the folks at Aloha Power Equipment. They'll tell you how to set it up. Did you worry about losing your food in the refrigerator when all that was going on? Yeah, it'll save you. It can save your food and your sanity. Talk with the folks at Aloha Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips. MD Restoration. Well, yeah, flood, inside or out, fire. You need help immediately. I had a flood in my house. It's like, oh my God, I can't turn it off. MD Restoration's on it at any time of the day, right away or night. If you have a disaster strike your home or your office, call MD Restoration. They're licensed contractors. They'll do your cleanup and they'll do your repair. 528-3434. We are very honored to have the support of the Aloha Section PGA. And you heard today, we've had our PGAs on. It takes a lot of time and love of the game to become a PGA, and they want to share that knowledge with you. Find a PGA. Call your golf course that's near you. And Rainer Garage Doors. Beautiful look. Maximum security. It is, of course, very quiet. Your first safety zone. I love that feeling. The door shuts and everything's secure. The Rainer Door, adding value to your home. It's the perfect time. Call 676-3667 or go check them out. HawaiiDoor.com. Check out all the different styles that you can choose from. SIPAC, boy, cybersecurity, right? You know, we don't hear about it every day in the news, but it's happening every day. Cyber attacks. So SIPAC is there for you. Cybersecurity for your company, your organizations. It's SIPAC, C-Y-P-A-C, an elite group of cyber specialists providing the deepest level of security, the deepest level of protection, anywhere in Hawaii. The number is 861-9595. Online, SciPac.com. And if you don't have a clue what to give somebody who's got everything, give them a Poipu Bay gift certificate, home of the Grand Slam of golf for years. Hawaii Watch Tiger Woods come back and come back and come back. He loved it there. That's right. Poipu Bay, thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2023.